You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh. Today is the 5th of November, a Monday. All the activity that transpired on Dalal Street over the course of the last week and what we can expect over the course of today is going to come to you in a neat little capsule we call A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, thank God for the Friday we had, and why not? We had a blockbuster week. Investors have got plenty to celebrate just ahead of Diwali. The S&P, BSE, Sensex and Nifty closed higher by over 5% for the week ended November 2nd. Dalal Street registered its biggest weekly gain since May 2016. Positive global cues, fall in crude oil prices and appreciation in rupee boosted sentiment on Dalal Street. On Friday, the S&P, BSE, Sensex closed 579 points higher, or 1.68% on Friday, while the Nifty 50 gained 172 points, or 1.6% at 10,553 on Friday. On the sectoral front, the Nifty Auto Index gained as much as 4.1%, followed by the Nifty Metal Index, which was up 3%, and the Nifty Energy Index, which rallied 1.9%. The coming week is truncated on account of festivities in India, but important with the series of events within and outside the country. The week will begin with the global blockade against Iran, followed by US legislative elections, apart from the ongoing corporate earnings in India. While the mood will be cheerful due to Diwali, these events will dictate the market movement and investors should follow a cautious approach during the 3 days trading week. Where are we going to be getting the big news from? Because it is November, it is going to be from the earnings front as usual. As many as 205 companies will be reporting their results for the quarter ended September, which include big names like All Cargo Logistics, Atul Auto, Bosch, Century Plyboard, Exide Industries, Fortis Healthcare, IGL, Inox Wind, Kitex Garments, Orient Cements, PNB Housing Finance, State Bank of India, Timken India, Venky's India and Wabco India, among others. There are some street estimates already available. SBI, the State Bank of India, PAT is likely to fall by 56%. To 996 crore rupees on a year-on-year basis. Exide Industries PAT is likely to grow by 14% year-on-year to 1.2 crore rupees. Punjab National Bank Housing Finance, that's PNB Housing Finance, PAT is likely to grow by 15% year-on-year to 1.3 crore rupees. And Bosch PAT is likely to grow by 13% year-on-year to 400 crore rupees. A quick look at the technical view and what it's trying to tell us. Nifty has formed a bullish candle and is now heading towards 10,700 levels. After decisively surpassing near-term hurdle of 10,450 levels, the index may be heading towards the next critical resistance of 10,700 levels. Analysts advise traders to consider booking profits as the index heads towards 10,700 and wait for clearance of the said resistance. On the downside, short-term weakness may get confirmed on a close below 10,440 levels. We'll be watching out for three levels, therefore, 10,440, 10,606 and 10,700. Maximum call OI placed at 10,700 and 10,800. Maximum put OI at 10,000 and 10,200. And finally, to make it worth your while, we spoke to Way to Wealth Brokers Private Limited, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. SEAT has a buy call around 1,170 to 1,160 rupees. Its last trading price was 1,181 rupees 75 paise. Target we're looking at is 1,260-1,290. Stop loss at 1,110 rupees for return of 9.2%. Vedanta has a buy call as well around the 210 to 213 rupee mark. Last trading price was 225 rupees. Target of 235-248 is what we're looking at. Stop loss 194 rupees for return of 10%. And Marico has a sell call around the 315 to 320 rupee region. LTP was 337 rupees 85 paise. Target we're looking at is 300-290. Stop loss at 332 rupees for return of 14%. SEAT and Vedanta with buy calls and Marico with a sell call from Way to Wealth Brokers Private Limited. Well, here's hoping you've had a good weekend and, of course, are getting ready for all the Diwali festivities. To those who are celebrating, we'll, of course, see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Dalal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you for joining us and do stay locked on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down the Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.